Next, we're going to go from the Buckeye State to Paris on a quest to see a realist painter in a new light. First, a quick take on what's called the spring break for art lovers. Art Basel Miami Beach wrapped up its 11th year yesterday. The four-day contemporary art exhibition featured more than 250 galleries from about 30 countries. And the scope of the art was broad, from works by the likes of Miró and Picasso to what one Florida writer described as a bejeweled bag of ruffles.
The toast of Paris these days, in addition to champagne and a good burgundy, is an American realist who painted only some 100 canvases. He's a great favorite in this country, but barely known in France. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg encountered Edward Hopper in Paris and almost Ohio.
Well, at the Columbus Museum of Art last summer, I looked for Hopper's Morning Sun, woman with her knees up, bare but for a short pink slip, sitting on a bed looking out the window. An iconic Hopper, a must-see.
It's on loan right now to an exhibition.
Columbus curator Melissa Wolf.
Wait, I came all this way from Washington, D.C. to Columbus, Ohio, to see one of the world's most famous paintings by Edward Hopper. And it's not here?
No, it travels a lot. It's a very well-requested painting.
Morning Sun was in Madrid, then Paris, me too, in October. So at the big Hopper show at the Grand Palais, I tried again.
No, Morning Sun. There's Morning Sun.
But you know, it's been reproduced so often and so effectively that seeing the original feels, well, repetitive.
There it is. And no one is standing in front of it.
That gallery was empty, but not for long. The room quickly filled up with art lovers, as has the whole exhibition since it opened in October.
There is now more visitors for this Hopper show than for the former Picasso or even Monet show.
Curator Didier Ottinger is amazed. He never expected the Hopper show to be the phenomenon it's become. Seems that no museum in France owns his works, so the French don't know Hopper very well, and they like him.
Aimez-vous Hopper?
It's the very best. Everything is beautiful. Colors, la lumière.
The light. Oui. They like his colors, his people. Hopper shows men and women bathed in light from open windows or under fluorescent lighting, those figures drinking coffee from hell in a nighttime diner.
I don't think the American coffee is not
coffee.
Good.
Look at the people.
Yes, every people is alone. Solitude.
They all seem more than isolated, lonely. Curator Ottinger says the French, who seem so sophisticated, so knowing and polished, see themselves in these very American works.
Each of these paintings is a kind of screen where everybody is able to project his own feelings, his own emotions.
What is American in Hopper's paintings?
Oh, what is American? To express and to make some images based on what is the ordinary life of the people.
Hopper never painted narratives. It's up to us to impose our own stories on his images. But, says Ottinger, there are autobiographical elements in the paintings. Room in New York, for instance, made in 1932.
You see these two people who have no exchange, no communication between them. She is reading a newspaper, she's playing a note.
She's not even playing. She's got one finger on one key of a stand-up piano, and you know she's just rested that finger, but she's thinking something completely different, and they're so removed from one another.
Yes, and this is precisely the time where his wife, Josephine, starts to write her own diary, where she expressed her frustration because Hopper, who is becoming a famous painter.
They had started out as young students, met in art school in New York, married in 1924.
And very, very fast, he became one of the key figure in realism of this period. And
she was left behind. At her insistence, Jo became his only model. She felt, says Ottinger, that she played a part in the creation of his paintings. And cannily, Hopper encouraged this interpretation. Jo had wanted to be an actress. That never worked out.
So he gave her this kind of chance to be his only actress. And every single painting is a kind of small play where she is the actress.
So that's Joe in the pink slip by the open window in Morning Sun, the picture I finally got to see in the Paris show.
But if you didn't know that about their marriage or their relationship, then what is there in this painting that's important? Yeah.
So I think more than solitude, more than melancholy, this painting is expressing a kind of awakeness.
Didier Ottinger sees Morning Sun as mystical, a transcendence. The woman staring out that window is aware of what the day and her life is really about.
She's awake. She's attracted by suddenly, oh yes, there is something higher, there is something bigger, there is something more cosmic than this sad and ordinary life which is expressed by this gloomy room.
So you see a kind of hope then in this picture?
Of course, everywhere. I think this is precisely what is always interesting in Hopper's painting. There is something which could be depressing, but at the same time, there is always a hope.
Edward Hopper, seen in a new light in Paris. A friend said Hopper, himself a Francophile, would be thrilled to find his works on view so near the Louvre. Curator Didier Ottinger's exposition of this major 20th century American painter remains at the Grand Palais until the end of January. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
And you can see art by Edward Hopper at NPR.org. You're listening to Morning Edition on your local member station, and you can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at Morning Edition, at NPR Inskeep, and at NPR Green. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm David Green.